to the couch sheet. I'll just count the worries that I've got.
Say what you will. This is a Trinken, which is Eine Kleine by Eine Kleine Music. A Trinken to drink, I think. Anyway, and then before that was Beck with Modern Guilt. And certainly, if you like krautrock, you'll love Eine Kleine Music. I forget who it actually is, but it's, yes, it's all very sort of Neu-esque. Then before that was Before the Beginning with Fleetwood Mac from Then Play On. And if people keep nagging me about this Fleetwood Mac remix album, it is happening. It will happen. But shit is happening. Like, trying to find work and stuff like that, which kind of takes priority, you know, a little bit. Then before that was... it's a problem with social media. Real problem with social media is people can just nag you about shit and it's like, oh, whatever. Then before that was Interstate 5 extended version by The Wedding Presents from Take Fountain, which is their last album in 2006. What, Wedding Presents did an album in 2006? Yes, they did. I bought that at the Sister Ray closing sale. I don't know if they still... Well, I don't know if they got themselves out of administration, but they like Woolworths, who was mentioned earlier. I didn't realise that was mentioned in the Dead Milkman, the Royal Family and the Poor song, I think, yes. Has gone the way, sadly. Sister A is the place where I first heard, I think I've probably said this before, in first ever mashup I heard there. And then the rest of it is history. Though not according to Soccermom 56 and Live Journal. Apparently, I don't know what I'm talking about. That's from... Basically, it was a Cinerama album, and what happened is that the other half, his other half, literally, and the other member of the group, I forget what she's called, left, so he decided it to be a wedding present album. So it's got that cinematic western feel of Cinerama, but it's actually a wedding present album. And then before that was Forest Families by The Knife from The Silent Shout, which I've had for ages, but came around on my iPod and went, oh, actually, that's really good. I forgot about that. And then before that was Bear Religion by London Electricity. So I'll leave you back to this wonderful krautrock thing-esque-ness before it finishes. Thank you.
music sets you free, then let it be. If the music sets you free, then let it be. If the music sets you free, then let it be. If the music sets you free, then let it be. If the music sets you free, then let it be. If the music sets you free, then let it be. If the music sets you free, then let it be. If the music sets you free, only love can conquer. Yeah, only love is the answer. Only love can conquer. Yeah. Yeah.
Just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hawk. The maiden wore beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart is made of naughty pine. Elijah was a lonely Indian, never went nowhere. His heart was set on the engine made with gold, gold, gold black hair. Just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the engine made and took her home so far away, but old Kalijah stayed. Just stands there as lonely as can be, and wishes he was still an old pine tree.
See what I might have been, what I've felt, what I've known. Never shine through what I've shown. Never free, never me, so I dubbed thee Unforgiven. He tries to please them all, this bitter man he is. Throughout the life the same, he's battled constantly. This fight he cannot win, a tired manly sea no longer cares. The old man then prepares to die regretfully. The old man, here is me. What I've felt, what I've known, never shine through what I've shown. Never be, never see, I want to see what I might have been. What I've felt, what I've known, never shine through in what I've shown. Never free, never me, so I dub thee unforgiven. Never shine through what I've shown. Never be, never see, I want to see what I might have been. What I've felt, what I've known, never shine through what I've shown. Never free, never me, so I dub thee unforgiven.
when the nightingale sings in the deep of the night, and the robin he sleeps on the wing. Hear the toll of the bell ringing out, all is well, and the city's golden lights shining on. Ride the long black train, ride the long black train, it takes us all, the black train. Take me home, black train.
Like moments passing I'm just not there in the streets. I'm just not there. Life's just not fair. Seems like streetlights glowing happen to be just like moments passing in front of you. So I hopped in the cab and I paid my fare. See, I know my destination, but I'm just not there. All the streetlights glowing happen to be just like moments passing in front of you. So I hopped in the cab and I paid my fare. See, I know my destination, but I'm just not there. All the streetlights glowing happen to be just like moments passing in front of me. So I'm just not there in the streets. I'm just not there. Life's just not fair. Life's just not fair.
Is it asking too much to be given time to know these songs and to sing them? Is it asking too much of my vacant smile and my laugh and lies that bring them? But as the stars are going out and this stage is full of nothing and the all but gone, for my life, my God, I'm singing. We'll take our hearts outside, leave our lives behind. I'll watch the stars go out. We'll take our hearts outside, leave our lives behind. I'll watch the stars go out. Asking too much of my favorite friends to take these songs for real? Is it asking too much of my partner's hands to take these songs for real? But as the stars are going out and this stage is full of nothing and the friends have all but gone, for my life, my God, I'm singing. We'll take our hearts outside, leave our lives behind. I'll watch the stars go out. Take our hearts outside, leave our lives behind. I'll watch the stars go out. We'll take our hearts outside. Take our hearts outside, leave our lives behind. I'll watch the stars go out. We'll take our hearts outside, leave our lives behind. I'll watch the stars go out. We'll take our hearts outside, leave our lives behind.
the stars go out. Thank you.
has not been in your courtroom. Never has been in your courtroom. All you have is confusion in your courtroom. Why do I have to stand and take the blame for your sins again? I spent my life in jail, paying for you, so that you could ride your bicycle, have your birthday party, have what you'd call a life. You know, I never had a life. I don't even know what life is, you know. I go to the desert, even allowed to live in your desert. I'm no good for anything except to be you, as your scapegoat. I'm you. Every day of my life, I've been you. When I haven't been used and I have been on the street, I've been chased, run, harassed, pushed, kicked. My ribs have been broken, you know. The same man that gives you a traffic ticket is the same guy that knocks my brains out. He figures just because he is the man, he can get away with it because nobody's going to say anything. My daddy's not a congressman, a doctor, or a lawyer. We are sneaking in the county jail, looking under the door to see if the man is there. Sneaking like little children out of town. sneaking all around the courthouse. Sneaking in and out of the ventilators, sneaking everywhere. Everything is sneaky up around Sneakyville. Everything we have to do is to get to the truth has to be sneaky. It seems a shame to sneak to get to the truth, to make the truth such an evil, dirty, old, nasty thing. You gotta sneak to get to the truth. The truth is condemned. The truth is in the gas chamber. The truth has been in your stockyard, your slaughterhouse. The truth has been in your reservation, building your railroad, emptying your garbage. The truth is in your ghettos, in your jail, in your young love, not in your courts or your Congress, where the old sit judgment on the young. What the hell do the old know about the young? They'll put a picture of old George on the dollar and tell you that he's your father, worshiping. Look at the madness that goes on. You can't prove anything that happened yesterday. Now is the only thing that's real. You can try to prove that Columbus sailed on an ocean, but it's not the same ocean. It's a different ocean. It's a different world. Every day, every reality is a new reality. Every new reality is a new horizon, a brand new experience of living. I got a note last night from a friend of mine. He writes in his note that he's afraid of what he might have to do in order to save his reality, as I saved mine. You can't prove anything. There's nothing to prove. Every man judges himself. He knows what he is. You know what you are, as I know what I am. We all know what we are. Nobody can stand in judgment if they can play like they're standing in judgment. They can play like they stand in judgment and take you off and control the masses with your human body. And they can lock you up in penitentiaries and cages and put you on crosses as they did in the past. But it doesn't amount to anything. What they're doing is they're only persecuting a reflection of themselves. They're persecuting what they can't stand to look at in themselves. The truth. They can't stand to look at the truth in themselves. They persecute themselves. They're butchering themselves every time they go on the freeway. They hate themselves. Look at the sign. Stop. Go. Turn here. Turn there. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't. You can't. You can't. This is illegal. That's illegal. Everything's illegal. The police used to watch over the people. Now they're watching the people. The president doesn't represent the people. He should be on the roadside picking up his children, but he isn't. In the White House sending them off to war. And you're saying I have to pay for this again and again and again. I've got to pay for your sin. How many times have I got to pay for your sin? I'm getting it higher. I'm getting it higher. I'm getting it higher.
Into the world of love.
That was Always Another Sucker on the Vine by RIA. I hope you had a sort of a chilled out, sort of long mix. I woke you up just at the end there. That was Tom Waits versus Charles Manson, of all things, and he crops up several times in that mix, strangely. I think it's Crispian Reynolds, I'm not sure. I read it on his blog earlier and I couldn't remember, but there's some actor that decided to do a version of one of Charles Manson's songs, and that's mixed away the Tom Waits track. There's accordions, I had to buy that. And then before that's Adult Radio with Jesus. He Loves LSD and Me. That's one of the most weirdest songs. Well, not the weirdest songs ever. I can rustle it weirder, but enjoyably weird. And in the background, you can hear Penguin Cafe Orchestra, The Sound of Someone You Love, who... What was it? The Sound of Someone You Love, who is going away and getting cut off at the end of the MP3 ID3 tag because it's way too long. And it doesn't matter. Yeah, that's it. It doesn't M. I remember it being it doesn't matter. But it's bloody long, which is why I'm playing it as a bed. Then before that, the aforementioned Penguin Cafe Orchestra with The Divine Lullaby. That's one of the last things what's his name, the guy from PCO recorded before he died. I think it's from the last release. In fact, I'm not sure it actually was released while he was alive. I think they were working on an album or something and that was released posthumously, but it's a beautiful track, and it sort of offsets the previous track by Hope Organ, from a track called Sneaky from the cassette Mythos, and of course that, I think, pretty sure that is Mr. Manson speaking, so not necessarily speaking totally madly. I like the way you said about the truth is in your courthouse, as the truth's in your you know, there's some wisdom there, scarily, which is makes it even more scary. Then before that was Shots and Ladders by Low from the album Trust. Before, I think that's kind of a precursor of their Drums and Guns type sort of, and also the Great, not the Great Depression, is it? No, the Great, what was it called? Great Despair. I forget what that album's called. I should remember. The sub pop one. The Great Something. The Great Something 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 by Low. The one that's got Monkey in California in it. Well, California's on Trust, but that's kind of. They have too many songs named after places, but yeah, the Shots and Ladders, which is the precursor of that sort of distorted sort of, they were known as being sort of the quiet merchants, and then suddenly they started producing themselves and doing really mad things. Then before that was We Fight for Diamonds by Kurt Coppi from In Ghost Colors, one of my albums of last year. Brilliant album. The up-tempo stuff didn't really work in this sort of show, but well worth checking out, especially Hearts of Love. Then before that was The Orb from their newish album, actually. It came out in 2007, I think, in America, and 2008 last year in the UK. Or it came out in 2007 in Japan or something like that. And Sleeping Tiger and the Gods Unknown from The Dream. And I really recommend it. I realised why I didn't like the recent Orb stuff. It's Thomas Feilman. I don't like Thomas Feilman's stuff. I like the early stuff with Alex Paterson and the Thrash. But Alex Paterson, when he works with, I think that's Dread Zone, I might be wrong, but I think it's Dread Zone, several members of Dread Zone, it's really good, it's turned to form, I really recommend it. And before that was Burial, otherwise known as Wheel, I forget his last name, Wheel, but yes, he had to come out as being as who he was because of the he got the Mercury. That's Night Bus, very beautiful. Then before that was the acoustic version, in quote, acoustic version of Stars by Dubstar, from an EP of theirs, I think, I'm pretty sure. I can't remember which one it was, but yeah, it's I think it's also on Disgraceful. And yeah, I say in quotes in acoustics, it's obviously not actually an orchestra, but I like it. I like that song a lot. It means a lot to me. Then before that was Kanye West by Streetlights from 808s and Heartbreaks. Again, came out last year. Very good album, and a very good song. Then before that was Richard Hawley with Long Back Train from Late Night Final, which is album before Cole's Corner. Richard Hawley, of course, from Sheffield, and originally from the band called Long Pigs, and does kind of like country stuff, and very big inspiration on Jarvis's the Jarvis album, and collaborated with Jarvis Cocker, so that's why Jarvis Cocker went for that sort of more sort of down tempo, sort of almost countryish sound. Then before that was Human Highway, The Sound, remixed by Team 9. I really like that a lot. There's kind of a music scene going through a lot of this, I've noticed. Then before, you know, the importance of music to people, and so the resonance of music to me generally, but, you know, just, you know, a lot of sort of music tracks. Then before that was Team 9 again with a mashup. Ah, my God, a mashup! I played a mashup. Anyway, Fujie and the Foxes, that's the Fleet Foxes versus Fujie and Maegi. I forget which track it's, Meadowlark versus, and of course I didn't say in the comments, but it's Meadowlark versus, oh, it's a track from Transparent, is it Transparent Things? No. Anyway, it's one of the tracks from their recent album, Lightbulbs. Then before that was Metallica. It was Unforgiven, by Fade to Bluegrass, originally by Metallica. And beautiful. I have to say that I'm not a big fan of Metallica, but when I heard the Bluegrass covers, you think, oh God, it's going to be nudge, nudge, wink, wink, ironic, and it's not. They obviously love the material, and they do it very respectfully, and it works. I like the song. I've gone and listened to the originals and went, actually, I wouldn't really like that, but the songs stand up. That's the best thing about covers when they do that. Then The Residents with Carol Eager. I've said that wrong. I can't remember how to pronounce it. Whatever it is. But it says in the song, which is there very naughtily. That's from their Discomo album, where they took their Eskimo tracks and turned them to disco, incorrect classics. And that's where they recreated the sort of the Michael Jackson sort of bass line. And so that's where, when a lot of people, when they need to do a Michael Jackson remix, rip it off from there, or they get the sampling from there, because they can use that instead. That's quite a lot, actually. Then before that was Rex the Dog with Heart Song. It's going to be mad, really. Which is from his very good Rex the Dog album, which came out last year. And the really good track Bubblicious, which I almost played and didn't, so anyway, and he's totally screwed. I screwed up the ordering, didn't I? Oh, bollocks. Oh dear. So what was before that? Well, it was Heart Song, and then, oh fuck, that's totally fuck up a show. Yes. I just managed to click the wrong thing on Tractor and totally reorder the list, which is really fucking annoying. I wish they would keep that. I wish they wouldn't do that. I think I've said most things. Oh yes, there's Ina Klein, Nat Music and Trinkin, though I told you about that one. And blah 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 blah. I told you about that back, didn't I? Blah blah blah. That's probably about it, although I'm sure there's something I'm missing that I'd played just before Heart Song, because I remember mixing into it. Oh well. I totally screwed this up, haven't I? Mentioned on my train. We Fight for Diamonds. Yes, we've done that one. What did I start that mix with? Oh no, I started with Etrinken, didn't I? So I think that's everything. I hope so anyway, because I can't remember the order, and I'd have to actually go back and listen to it before I could work out what it was. So have a look at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash, for the proper track list if I missed anything. And you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And I'm going to play out, if I can find it, when I've actually reordered this list accidentally, which is a very stupid thing for me. You shouldn't be able to do that. You click on one of the little tabs and it just goes bleh, and it just totally fucks up your ordering, which is rather annoying, especially when you've got it all ordered and it's going to be a nightmare to when I actually do the show notes as well. Where is it? There we are. So I'm going to play out with another track by Fade to Bluegrass, and this is Fade to Black. I hope you're all well. I think that's everything, really. Any other business? I don't think there is anything. If so, it's all gone with a bizarre reordering of this list. I have to say thank you to the Who Boys for giving me a shout out on one of their last shows. It sounds like they're stopping their podcast. And also, I was on the Night Nurse Show podcast with Rowley from the Dark Compass and Scott for Night Nurse Show and Stefan for the Night Nurse Show, which I've not checked if it's actually up yet, which is naughty of me because I think it was supposed to go up on Sunday, but I assumed it was like everything delayed because of the snow. Even the bloody post office was closed today. That'll be on nightnurseshow.com. But as I say, they're ending on show 125, and that was like show 119, I think, or something like that. So, the trend at the moment. All the cool kids are doing it, just like Suicide. Oop, I didn't say that. So, this is Fade to Black Metallica, and I'll speak to you soon.
Yesterday seems as though it never existed. just say goodbye.